Welcome back to the Fountain County Fair with the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio and WITY. My name is Brennan Easter, and I'm here with Chloe, who is showing a variety of animals this week at the Fountain County Fair. Chloe, how are you doing this day?
Good, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. So I understand that you are showing off cattle, swine, and goats.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite?
Yes, goats.
Goats. Any particular reason why?
They're fun. They each have their own personality.
Is there any massive difference between raising each of these animals that you enjoy one over the other?
I like swine because they don't have a halter and they can just be themselves, but cattle and goats have a halter, so they're kind of restricted to what they can do.
Is there any show prep that you do different for each animal?
Yes, you have to prep hair on cattle and goats, and you don't really prep that much hair on swine. It's just what they got and what you built onto their body.
Yeah, we can look over at the people washing off their swine right now. Not a lot of hair to wash off. And I think it's kind of the same for people too, right? Where the longer hair, it takes longer in the shower. You gotta wash it out, scrub it, take the nice time. And some days I really miss having a buzz cut, but you get used to it over time. So how long have you been 4-H?
This is my seventh year.
Seventh year. Anything outside of raising animals that you do?
Nope, it's just what I do full time.
Anything you're looking forward to doing outside of raising animals, or are you just content with what you're doing?
I do play club volleyball outside of raising animals. That's my two things that I do.
Make sure to keep all of your time busy so you don't have time to slack off, right?
Yes.
So how did you get involved in 4-H in the first place?
Both my parents were raised on farms and they did 4-H 10 years, so I thought I'd join and it's something I want to do.
How's your past experience with showing animals been?
Great. I won with my goat last year, and I'm looking forward to do it again this year.
Back to back. Full confidence, right?
Yes.
And that's how winners think, right?
Yes.
Are you showing off your animals anywhere else this year or just here in Fountain County?
I show all year round, national shows, state shows. I will be going to State Fair in August. That's what I'm doing. All of my August, I'm showing at State Fair. And then we just go around and show at random places, different states, just everywhere.
Is this your favorite part about going to fairs, is showing off your animals, or do you have some other side things like the food or some of the attractions or vendors that you like more?
Well, I have a team of fitting people that travel with me whenever we go to state, so that's probably my favorite because we book hotel rooms and it's just a blast.
You said fitting people, so do you wear a costume or an outfit for your show, or?
No, they just fit my animals, so like they comb up my hair and they do all the work. It's just a great group of people to be around, and sometimes at State Fair we'll stay the night in the barn and it's a blast in the barn.
That's something I've picked up over the past month or so at fairs, is a lot of the fun of it is just the people that you meet along the way, right?
Yes.
And as corny as it is, it's the truth. But thank you, Chloe, for your time. This was a lovely conversation that we had.
Thank you.
And be sure to stay tuned right here on WITY for continued coverage of the Fountain County Fair.